As an interpretive specialist at Yosemite National Park, Ranger Shelton Johnson tells visitors about the history of the park. Researching Yosemite's archives for details about that history, he learned that for 3 years, around the turn of the 20th century, all-black U.S. Army regiments patrolled the park.
They're protecting the park from the people who were using the park and protecting the people that were using the park from the park.
Until the National Park Service was created in 1916, all national parks were patrolled by Army cavalry troops. Among them were all African-American regiments, whose members came to be known as Buffalo Soldiers. The name was given to them by the American Indians, who saw a resemblance between their dark curly hair and the coat of the buffalo. Johnson incorporates the story of the Buffalo Soldiers and his own Native American heritage, both his parents are part Indian, into the tales he weaves for youth groups and tourists. He explains that many of the Buffalo Soldiers also had Indian blood. They fought their brothers because it was their job as soldiers, but Johnson says the irony was not lost on them. Both were indigenous people taken from their land.
The two groups who have the most in common are killing each other. People of African descent would escape from plantations, and they received refuge by Native Americans. They took them in. That's how there's Indian blood in my family. So the people who gave you refuge, you are now killing. You are now fighting. Because the circumstances are such where that choice is made for you. As I usually put it, when I'm in character, some choices you make, some choices are made for you. I didn't want to be a soldier, but I didn't want to pick cotton. You know, I'm a man. I want to have some respect. You put that uniform on, I tell you, you look pretty. You got that hat and you got that horse underneath you. You think you're somebody. It's important for you to feel in your life that you're someone, that you're a human being. But it don't feel right when you got to take someone else's life to make your life feel like it's better.
As some of the first rangers in Yosemite and neighboring parks, the Buffalo Soldiers were responsible for cutting the first usable wagon road through Yosemite's giant forest of sequoia trees. They carved the first hiking trail to the top of Mount Whitney, the highest mountain in the continental United States, and they built the first museum in the national park system, an outdoor arboretum with trails, benches, and signs identifying native plants with their English and Latin names. But Johnson says the physical work was the easy part, telling white pioneers that they could no longer shoot game in the boundaries of Yosemite National Park to feed their families or cut down trees for firewood was much harder. Changing his voice to his Buffalo Soldier persona, Johnson again slips into character to tell the story of an encounter with a local as he's about to leave camp with his fire still burning.
They hear the tone of my voice, which is the tone of a sergeant. I said, sir, I can see you got your horse all saddled. You need to put that fire out. They hear that tone. And that kind of tone that I just said, that gets you killed in Mississippi, talking to a white man like that. But that's my job. I'm a soldier. I'm a sergeant. The man's got to do what I ask him to do, and he's got to do it now. That don't go over very well. You know, it's like drinking whiskey for the first time. Burns your throat going down. And that's how some people respond.
Johnson says that the Buffalo Soldiers learned to keep their tempers under control because if they didn't rise above a conflict, they'd be court-martialed and lose their jobs. And Johnson points out being a soldier was a great job for an African-American to have at that time in United States history.
It's not an easy thing to grow up in this country and to be proud of being African-American because there are many messages out there, some overt, some covert, some obvious, some subliminal, that suggest that you are not worthy, that you are not as good. So the message of the Buffalo Soldiers is that in that time when racism was at its most virulent, that there were people, there were men who said, no, you are wrong. I am just as good as you are. As a matter of fact, I may even be better than you are. That's very powerful.
This past September, Sierra Club Books published Shelton Johnson's first novel called Gloryland. It is a fictionalized account of an African-American man born on January 1, 1863, the day President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, who becomes a Buffalo Soldier in Yosemite National Park. For VOA News, I'm Jan Sluzer in Yosemite National Park.